start of the season has been not like the expectation of the club, but there are a lot of games to play, so we are confident that the team is good enough to achieve our expectation to get the promotion.
Why did it not work under Andy Hessenthaler, do you think?
It's difficult to find just a reason. There are a lot of reasons. But at the end of the day, the pitch talks, so the results there are not good enough. And also the supporters have been quite disappointed with Hessenthaler, so unfortunately we have to take this decision.
There have been a lot of changes with managers over the last two and a bit years. That's not an ideal situation.
To be honest, when I hear or read that the club has changed 7, 8, 9 managers, I'm very surprised, because the reality is that we have changed just 3 managers in 3 years, because Rasmus Lade left the club and he went to Cardiff, and the proof was that Cardiff paid the penalty to the club. Kevin Nugent and Mauro Milanese were caretakers before the appointment of Fabio Liberani. Fabio Liberani's contract expired at the end of the season because of closing his contract, so nobody sacked him. Ian Endon was appointed at the club the beginning of last season. The results were good, and also the crowd were against him. So we had to make a change, trying to achieve the promotion last season, and the results were good as well. So we won the 4 of the last 21 games before sacking him. And then we appointed Kevin Nolan. We decided to change because the results weren't good as well. And finally, with Hessenthaler, I told you.
It's been suggested that maybe some of the managers, it's certainly been speculated that some of the managers may not feel that they've had full control, that there has been influence from the boardroom when it comes to player selection. Has that been the case? Have managers been allowed to manage the team the way they want to?
Absolutely, yes. I can tell you that we have the chairman, myself, and also the coaching staff have meetings to discuss about the team, the fitness condition of the players, the atmosphere in the change room, so a lot of stuff regarding the club, the manager who picks the team and taking the responsibility to pick the team.
The manager picks the team, the manager's not told which players to pick.
Absolutely, yes. The manager picks the team.
Andy Edwards has taken charge of the team for now. Are you in the process of looking for a new manager? Is Andy potentially the manager for a period of time?
We appreciate as a club the efforts and the work done by Edwards. But I can tell you that by the end of the day, we'll be a new manager.
By the end of today?
Yeah.
Are you able to tell us who that is?
Now you are asking too much. So I need to speak with the chairman before, and then we are going to communicate the decision by the end of the day.
Okay, is the manager someone who is experienced as a football manager?
You want to know, I can tell you that he will be an experienced manager for sure.
And can you tell us whether it's an experienced manager in England or from elsewhere?
Now I can answer.
How important is it for this manager to have time in order to get things right?
Very important. The time is very important. The stability is very important. But also the chairman and the club first that wants stability. He will work and will have time to achieve our
And what is the target for this season? Is the target promotion?
Of course, absolutely. Our target target, achieve the promotion directly.